Hey everyone. So in this session, I want to talk about Google reviews and how important this is for your business. So right off the bat, if you are a brick and mortar business and you don't have Google reviews, then you might not be discoverable on the internet. A lot of people are Googling your name to find out whether you are a credible business and whether you are trustworthy. And they look at recommendations by other people first before they decide to hop on. So I want to talk about Google reviews and why it's important for your business, how to set up a proper Google review system so that you're showing up on Google, and then also some software hacks so that you can essentially get Google reviews and you can get 5-star reviews quite easily if you've got a bit of a budget to spend. Or if you don't have a budget, I'll give you another way to get those reviews based on what I've done in corporate marketing. But if you are a restaurant, Google reviews are huge. That's going to be a huge thing for your foot traffic in your business. If you are any type of business, maybe you're a plumber, contractor, anyone that has some sort of a location-based service, you should be on Google Reviews. You should have this set up. So first off, if you don't, then you want to Google these words, Google My Business. That's three words, Google My Business, and make sure that you have a Google My Business page set up. And what you want to do is ensure that you are completely filling this page up. So we're talking your website, your phone number, your address, quality images. And if you have the technology and the wherewithal to do this, then I would recommend having a 360-degree shot of your office or your location, and you can have that on your setup as well. Make sure, though, that you have images. They're high quality images and you're the one taking them. If you don't take them, then you might get a bunch of images on there from customers that have checked you out. And if you have images from customers that have checked you out, then what's going to happen is those photos are going to show up and you don't have control on what's going on here. So the best thing is to actually take control of the quality of your Google review page and make sure that you've got quality images on there. I see AJ has jumped in. Thanks for joining in on this conversation. It's great to see that we're getting more and more people joining in live for our group, and that's really exciting. And if people jump in live and they have questions about Google reviews and how to get more reviews and whatnot, or how to set up their page, then please leave a comment and then we can actually address these questions. We can deep dive into people with their business questions and happy to help there. But anyway, we're talking about the Google My Business page and optimizing it with images and ensuring you've got the right phone number. And it's really important you get this all set up really well at the beginning, because what happens is Google uses all this detail to rank you in search. So if you change your phone number like 3 months down the road, that'll actually kick you out. And I did this for a business once. I changed their phone number because they needed their phone number changed. What happens is Google will remove you, and then you'll be dealing with customer service issues and trying to get your name back on the search. So make sure that when you're setting this up, you've got the right details, you've got the right address. It's important, because then also you're going to show up on Google Maps and whatnot. And we have questions about Google Ads, which is a fantastic way to get your name out there. Google Ads is a way to get your name at the top of search. And what we're talking here with Google Reviews is a great way to get your name on there organically, but you can certainly talk to a rep. For instance, there's a Google My Business representative who can assist you and get your ads set up so that you're perhaps paying money for reviews. But I want to give you some alternative options in addition to ads. So we did talk about images, optimizing your page, and once you're set, you don't have any reviews, right? Well, there's this really cool software that I used for my past employer, and it's called podium.com. So it's podium.com, podium.com. I'm not affiliated or anything. I just found that their software was really fantastic. Now, if you've got the budget, and they have different pricing for everyone, what happens is their program will reach out to all of your customers and it will filter through any reviews that are below 4.5 out of 5 and whatnot. So you're always getting 5-star reviews. And this is kind of like a software hack. And this is all perfectly legal. You're paying for this legitimate software. And it's just taking all your customer reviews and it's choosing the ones that are really credible. So those go right on Google right away. And the ones that aren't great, what happens is those get filtered and you're actually allowed to go in and act on those. And you want to respond to every single comment that comes in, even if it's 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. When these comments come in, you want to, circle back and say, thank you for that review, or thank you for the comment, thank you for the 5 stars. Because if you do that, that's also going to help with your search, that you're interacting with these people. If you don't answer those comments, then it doesn't really help as much with search. But we found after talking with a rep, they're saying that the business owner or somebody who's credible, who's got a nice Google profile, who's going in there and then saying to thank them and to address any issues, that's going to help with your ranking. And AJ, he's mentioned that he started his business 2 months ago, and what's the first thing you would do? Well, if you're brick and mortar, then Google Reviews is almost the digital forefront because it takes everything, such as your website. I mean, your website is the real digital format, but what you want to do is with Google, you want to make sure that your business is showing up. So if you're brick and mortar and you have a location, then you need to have your Google My Business page set up. And that's what's going to happen is as you're building more and more content, then you're going to have that page show up and you want to make sure that you've got reviews and whatnot. So that's really the topic here is with the Google reviews and whatnot. I've created other Ask Trev segments on starting and getting that first following, but this Google review session is going to take it another step. Anytime you go out and you look for a restaurant, what do? You go on Google or you go on Yelp and you look at the reviews. You find out, is this restaurant a good one? Is it 4 stars or above? If it's 3, you might be less likely to get to that perhaps. Like you might not be interested in that restaurant. You'll find something else that's a little bit less terribly reviewed. So you want the best reviews. This is why it's really critical. Then we've got Ilyas, who's also commented how to get free traffic. And if I butcher your name at any time, I apologize in advance. And it's fantastic, by the way, to see everyone from all over the world, which is just, I'm ecstatic to see all these people, this community of entrepreneurs working together. And again, we got the question, how to get free traffic. To get free traffic, you want to build your setup organically. You want to make sure that you're creating content on your blog. You want to make sure you're creating content on your website. And then again, in this session, focused on that Google reviews, get those reviews up. So with this podium.com software, I was able to take somebody with a 9 reviews on their Google page, and I got it up to 200 in a month. So 200 reviews for a business and an average of 4.9 out of 5, that's an incredible rating. And what happens is that's just organic, and that's going to sit with you for the rest of your business life. So very powerful because everyone is looking at you before they call and book that reservation. Everyone is looking you up. Everyone's checking out your pages. So in addition to the Google reviews and making sure those are properly set up and making sure that your bad reviews are handled, make sure that you are continuing to ask for reviews as customers come in. And this is why building an email list with a special automation setup in there is fantastic. So that if people have attended your location, do you have a setup so that you ask for their input? Do you ask for their review? Do you ask for their email? You know, that's what you also need to consider. So you want that email list with a review system built in. If you don't want to pay for the Podium software, then obviously there's other options out there, right? You reach out to your friends and family and ask them for reviews. And you know, there's Facebook reviews, there's Yelp reviews, and there's Google reviews. I honestly think that Google reviews is the number one. This is why I want you to make sure that that's handled first and foremost, especially if you've got a website and location. You want Google reviews taken care of. That's automatically going to get you traffic. It's going to get you some sort of foot traffic. It's going to get you traffic to your website. More and more people are going to figure out what's on your menu or what's on your service list. So that's really powerful. And if you're done with that, then you can try Google Ads. So you can try to drive traffic to your site with Google Ads or drive a specific desire to engage and get more reviews, whether that be on your social media accounts or Google. I would first recommend just setting up the organic and then blogging in your topic to just get more and more people to your site. So those are some points, but Google reviews, I can't emphasize how important this is because anyone that's shopping for anything online, what do? It's Amazon. They look at the reviews. The reviews are everything. If there's no review, then somebody will pass on you and they'll check somebody else out, unless the product is free. And you might be able to get people interested, but you need to engage with your current networks and get them to spread the word, get them to engage, get them to review what you have here. And that's what you want to do. And the last piece is you're not going to get fantastic reviews unless you have a fantastic service or a fantastic product. So it doesn't really matter at the end of the day if you don't have a fantastic product, you will not get reviews. So this is why I recommend that you look at what you're doing and making sure that whatever you're offering is 100% perfect, because that's what's going to get you better reviews. If you are a restaurant, then your atmosphere, your customer service, the quality of your food, the ambiance, everything, all play into what review you're going to get. So these little tweaks that you make on the back end are going to make a world of difference for you to get reviews. As people come to your place more and more, they're going to start leaving reviews. And the last thing you want is a terrible review. And if you get a bad review, you need to respond as quickly as you can and say, what can we do to improve your experience next time? How can we improve? Figure out what you can do and make sure that you wow that individual. Make sure you don't let that review stay untouched. You want to make sure you go in there and say, hey, I want to help you. I want to improve this. What can we do to make this better? And that's what you need to do. And even with the 5-star reviews, you should probably be connecting and say, hey, you know, friends and family who maybe want to check us out. This is actually based off of the Net Promoter Score. And again, it's this concept of trying to improve and help others. So those are just some of the thoughts, and I thought I'd wrap it up. Thanks everyone for tuning in.